This is Mercer County Park. We came here the following day, which would have been Saturday. It's approximately 6:30, 4 to 7 at night. Our investigation led us out here. Myself, along with several other detectives from my department, two detectives from New Jersey State Police. It's a warm summer evening. Usually this park's pretty crowded, but for some reason it wasn't crowded that night. We came over here and discovered body. Right now there's a weeping cherry tree where the body was discovered. This area was different. There was a hedgerow ran down along here. This part of the field was all overgrown. There was nobody here other than myself and several other detectives and the prosecutor from Mercer County. And her body was discovered over here in high weeds, out of sight from everything. It was a quite emotional time for most of the people involved. You don't often see professional police officers, detectives, crying, but on that occasion, detectives were crying. It was quite sad. My next duty was to go inform the family that we've found their daughter dead.
They told us that she had been murdered and that she had been raped and strangled. I could hear, I believe it was my mother, like a wailing cry from the living room. And I remember, I don't remember what Rich did. I remember sitting there and I didn't cry. I guess I was in shock. But it's something I vividly remember. And I just couldn't believe that my little girl was dead.
Thank you. to her. How could anyone do something like that to a little child, an innocent child? I can't believe that he did what he did to her. How could anyone do something like that to a little child, an innocent child? I can't believe that he did what he did to her. How could anyone do something like that to a little child, an innocent child?